Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Just as an overview, I thought that we go into each game, we talk about it all the time. We know we're going to have success during the course of a game, but I also know there's an inevitability of adversity. And I thought our guys did a great job of managing adversity yesterday. Overall, there was a lot of it. A lot of it was self-inflicted that we had to overcome. And I thought they did a great job of managing it. And if we talk about just moving on to the next play, in the locker room after the game, you know, I was very specific with the team. I congratulated them on the win. I told them that we played well enough to win, but we didn't play well enough to battle to win this division and win the North over the next couple weeks, that we had to do better. And that really was related to the turnovers and maybe even more importantly the penalties. There were some significant penalties in the game. We had a couple of false starts offensively, which backed us up. We really took points off the board two ways. Number one, we didn't get a shot at the fourth and very, very short. And number two is in our field goal protection, we went off sides, and that cost us points as well. So you can't do that and expect to win week to week. And that was a little bit uncharacteristic of us, and it was well received by the team in terms of understanding, you know, what we need to do to get better. Those were really the things that were really deterrents other than the turnovers. The good sign, let me just hit on the defense a little bit. You know, I thought our guys overall, you know, we're certainly, you know, trying to get to a place that is always going to be better. We know that. We did hold them to 17 points. You know, Zach really set the tone to start the game. He had two interceptions. We did hit Jason 11 times, which was good, and our third down efficiency was very, very good. Thought our run defense was a little better. Our on-the-job training and our young guys, our young linebackers was better, and we kept them under 100 yards, as you well know. And we made a big stop at the end of the half, which enabled us to get a score. I thought, you know, Mel and our defensive staff did a very good job. You know, number one is keeping Josh Gordon out of the game. We talked about it early in the week. We got to stop their difference makers. We're really their tight end and Josh Gordon. And we held Cameron to three catches, really almost insignificant catches, for lack of a better word. And our 17 pressures on Jason really helped in deterring him from throwing the ball up the field. Jason is very, very good at checking the ball down, and the pressures forced him to deliver the ball quickly and enabled us to keep the ball underneath. And then when we got into our cover two again, we were able to get close enough to where he had to deliver the ball and check it down again. And that helped us keep the ball away from their explosive players. They had a couple explosive plays. The thing that we've got to do a better job of, the last 2 weeks, we haven't made the stops. Teams have scored touchdowns late in the game with two score leads, and we forced ourselves into onside kick defenses, you know, an onside kick situations, which, as we've all seen over the last few weeks in the National Football League, these games are never over, and we've got to continue to play. And we left an outside lane go in cover two this week. We let Dallas go down the field last week. And we got to do a better job, and we're showing signs of doing some things better. And certainly, getting the turnovers yesterday was a big plus for us. It had been a while, and that was extremely important. So, as I said, I've given you some things we did well, but I've also given you some things we certainly have to continue to focus on, continue to work on our run defense, continue to do the things we've doing on the back end. You know, continue to work on our pressures and move forward, but. We played well enough to get it done, and obviously we gave them two scores on defense, which had nothing to do with the way we were playing defensively. And then on offense, you know, there's two sides to this as well. We definitely won the line of scrimmage. Although we had seven tackles for losses, we stayed steady with the run game and kept both Matt and Michael working. We knew we would find some runs along the way. I thought Aaron and Pat and the guys did a very good job of formatting the run game yesterday, and we knew we were going to get some. Some of them were going to come out into explosive plays. We had seven explosive runs, and against a run defense like the Browns, that's a pretty successful day. I think we've worked very hard on focusing on third down. Hopefully it will continue. The last few weeks have been very good, and you know, we did have a good four-minute run game where we were able to use clock and get the big score by Michael. You know, other than the two picks, I thought we were, you know, again, pretty darn efficient, you know, throwing the football in all cases. The two picks, you know, looking at the tape and talking to Jay a little bit this morning, you know, holding the ball a little too long on the first pick. The second pick, I think, you know, Brandon should have been wider, but, you know, Jay came to Brandon's defense and said he still should have thrown the ball better, should have located it better. And mechanically, on two or three other balls, he was high. He wasn't opened up. He didn't finish his throws. They came off high. They caught the wind, and they drifted on him. He recognizes that, and we'll work to try to improve those mechanics this week. And we know we can. It was very easy to see on tape, and we talked about it at halftime, about getting over his left side and finishing the throws. And I think we saw some of that in the second half as well. But the thing that really resonates offensively as I finish up on the offense is the false starts, you know, can't happen. We're not a big shift in motion team, and when we do, we've got to do a better job of it. And we'll start on Wednesday focusing on that. We did have some headsets issues yesterday on probably a half a dozen plays, which made it a little more chaotic to get the play. And one of them was the first interception, quite frankly. He didn't get the call. The headsets went out. And that shouldn't affect the fact that, you know, he's not going to make an excuse. I'm just going to tell you that. And there shouldn't be an excuse for that. But at the end of the day, that was just happened to be on the subject of headsets. We lost communications, which is one of our – we took one of our timeouts because of that. So I just wanted to keep you up to date. Special teams-wise, I thought we were really good in our kickoff return game and our kickoff coverage game. Thought Robbie kicked – his kickoffs were very good yesterday. And we got some positive work out of Devin. That was interesting because I never talked – I did not talk to Jay about him going around that. He did that, and he's a captain of the team. His concern for this team goes much deeper than just himself. And so that was news to me in terms of him talking to other players. I did not talk to anybody. The decision we made to start Jay was made almost immediately after the Detroit game. As you well know, that hadn't changed. So no, that wasn't the case. I didn't talk to the coaches about it. I made the statement, and that's what we decided to do. Tillman will not. He'll be unavailable for the rest of the year.
Okay. When was that? Has that been apparent for a while?
It's been really a privacy issue with Charles, but he's not going to be available to practice for the rest of the season because he's not far enough in his recovery to do that. Lance will practice this week. It's going to be day-to-day. I've said this before. I'm reasonably optimistic, but it's going to be through the 3 days of practice before a decision's made. He'll start practicing on Wednesday.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.